Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Due to the fact that we lost in fantasy football to the men's room, we are wearing wigs all morning long. So because of this, we want to hear from you.
We look awesome.
Maybe you also lost in fantasy football, or you lost any bet. We want to know, what did you have to do, or what did someone you know have to do because they lost a bet? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a few folks on hold. It seems like everything involves hair.
Okay, including us.
Yes. So we're going to start with Rudy in Virginia this morning. Rudy, what did you have to do when you lost a bet?
So it wasn't me, but a buddy of mine, we had a standing mustache bet. We're full metalheads, full beard, tattoos, everything. So when the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl, he had to shave his mustache.
Oh, no. Right. Wait, just the mustache part?
Just the mustache, the full-on Amish style.
Oh, so he had the beard, but had to get rid of the mustache.
That's right.
Please tell me you have a lot of pictures of this.
I do, and I have some because I've lost the bet as well.
No, I want to see that.
What kind of looks do you get when you walk? Because you said you're like full metalhead dude, and then all of a sudden there's just nothing above the upper lip, but there's hair everywhere else.
We already get the eyebrows raised. I have septum, bridge piercings and everything, and then it's just shiny upper lip.
That is such a fantastic visual, Rudy.
I love it.
Thanks. 206-803-ROCK. We want to know what you had to do when you lost a bet. Daniel from Olympia, what did you have to do?
Good morning. So this happened back in my 20s, and it was with my group of friends. I think we were talking about something nerdy or something, and we were drinking beer, smoking weed. And as I don't remember the particulars, but what I do remember is that I lost horribly, and I had to shave off all my body hair.
There? At that moment?
No, I got to go home and do it in private. That would have been really awkward. I used
some drunk stoner standing in front of all his friends and with a razor.
I used Nair and razor. It was a mess, but I got it done.
Daniel, did you have to shave your head as well, or was this more like neck down?
I got to keep my eyebrows and my hair, but I had to lose the facial hair as well. So clean shaven from the nose down.
But you said you used Nair?
Yeah, I used Nair and razor blade, and it was a mess. Oh, man. Not fun.
I'm telling you, nothing fun ever happened with Nair back in the day. That stuff was awful.
Really? I never touched it.
Oh. It's not a good feeling.
Rice.
I think something's burning. This is not good.
Really? So it burns in spots?
It did for me. I have very sensitive skin, though, Steve.
I guess not. It's a chemical that's removing hair from your body.
Not good.
It's probably not the best for you.
No.
I do love this text message. We got a lot of great text messages. One that I thought was kind of funny. My fantasy football team lost last year. I had to wear a tiara, a pink tutu, and glitter body spray and go shopping with my wife at the South Hill Mall. Her team beat me, too.
Oh, I love that it was the wife's team that won. That's so great.
This might be my favorite. I lost in fantasy football, and we went out to karaoke night, and I had to sing. Let me just play it for you guys. I see nothing wrong with this. So I had to sing My Heart Will Go On at karaoke. Could you imagine, though, if you're not a person that can sing, and this is the song you have to get up in front of people and sing?
I mean, there are just certain songs that should be blacklisted from karaoke bars across the country, and this is without question one of them. I don't care if you think you're a good singer or not. This should never be sung at karaoke.
I might regret saying this. If you guys got me wasted enough when we're out at our radio conventions, because you'll never get me that wasted when I'm around here. I promise you. I have to be like next level gone. And we end up at a karaoke bar, I'll do it.
Challenge accepted. We will make this happen.
And I will only look at Danny the entire time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because he's a Titanic guy.
I would be very upset if you looked at anyone else.
I might even address the crowd and say, this is our 20... second anniversary, and this is our song.
Do I have to wear the wig?
Yes.
I'll get up on stage with you. We'll do the whole "I think I can fly, Rose" moment.
Oh, oh my so, God. Well,
in that climatic, I'm just bad choice of words, but in that epic moment,
yes,
you'll come up and Leonardo DiCaprio me.
Yes, yes, I will.
You guys have to get me really.
I will record everything. I will keep the receipts. This is happening, you guys.
Uh oh, here comes Danny. I'm really going to regret this because now I have a feeling when we're wherever we're going to end up at our radio convention, you guys are just going to be feeding me tequila all night long.
I'm going to remember it forever.
You're going to drink an entire bottle of tequila, and we're going to be drunk on a Thursday at a karaoke bar singing Titanic.
Late night daddy does it again.
And I feel like it's going to go one or two ways. It's going to just crush it in front of the crowd, or it's going to be painfully awkward.
How is it that you think you're going to crush it? You are very confident.
Yeah, tequila.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.